Tav kufu dalit sif beis. Lahatas aner kere laharchik Hashem min apsilo. If a person would tilt the lamp to distance the oil from the wick, thereby causing the light to go out more quickly. Choshev kibuy ba'aser. Even though there's no diminishing of the light at that point in time, the fact that it goes out earlier is also a form of kibuy. You can't take the wick out of a lit lamp. Even though you're going to put it into another lamp, that act is an act of kibui. Even though it didn't go out totally, and when you put it back into the next, there's enough oil left inside of the actual wick that it will burn till you put it, till you transport it, put it into the other lamp, and it will continue to burn. But that's considered kibui. That's considered kibui during the transfer. However, you can add more wicks to your fuel source. The result will be that eventually it'll burn out more quickly because the flame is larger. You're allowed to increase the flame.
So why isn't that considered kibui?
So let's see. Okay. Yud Gimel, Sekhat Yud Gimel. Kneila Harchik, Ritzlomer, Bichbe Ben Maher. So by distancing the oil from the wick, the it will go out more quickly. Chashiv kibui, so that's considered kibui, and it's also. Vein circle emer she also li stavik min Hashem and by neir she b'shor shu dalik. Obviously, you cannot take out some of the oil from the lamp to use for other purposes. Kima she meiser Hashem and maat mehan neir. When you take out some of the oil, ayad izay keo oru ksas brezim kimechaba. So that's the famous. Allah, you can't be mistaken being a shaman. There's machlokes rishonim. What is the? Why is that kibui? Some rishonim say that the kibui is because during the as you do the process, right then immediately the light dims a little bit. So the fact that it, down the road it goes out more quickly. You have enough oil in there for it last another hour. You take some oil out, it only lasts another half an hour. So Tosha seems to hold that's not considered a kibui.
Enough oil there to last how much longer?
Let's say an hour, right? And then take some oil out, it only lasts a half an hour. So the rush says that's called kibui. The rush understands that's shot in the Gemara. The fact that it'll go out a half an hour earlier because of that, that's also called your mechaba. Tosha, however, seems to learn the pshat is that the kibui is the fact that while at the moment that you do that, the light dims a little bit, and that's considered the kibui. But the fact that otherwise it's just a grama, and grama is not osur on Yom Tov. So what's shot in the rush? The shot in the rush is that we look at it once it's been designated. This is the oil which is to be used for this purpose. And you take away some of the oil. That's like you're defining the whole item, which is there. That's not a grumma. That's an active decision to change its metzias.
What's burning is the oil soaked up in the wick, right?
Right.
But when you take some oil out, that doesn't diminish the amount of oil soaked up in the wick. I don't see why the flame should diminish in intensity.
Okay. Well, why that is so? Why Tosha says that? So I can't tell you the physics. I understand why the rush did not learn like Tosis because of that problem. But Tosis did not want to learn more like the rush either because it's really a grama. And the Tosis seemed to say any movement, any jarring of the lamp can affect the flame at that point in time. But also, now, if a case where it's not liquid but it's solid, you have a piece of either tallow or wax which is in the lamp, Because there are separate, distinct pieces. It's not one big, container of liquid, which all becomes the fuel, but separate pieces. So we look at each piece independently. So this piece has not started to be used. So it's not considered mechaber to take it away.
What's the difference? I mean, when you on mater, you're diminishing the fuel supply. When you take out some of the gava, you're diminishing the fuel supply.
See, again, there's a big chiddush over here. We're learning in the Rosh. The Tosfos' problem with the Rosh is it's grama. Right, so how does the Rosh answer the question? The Rosh answers the question because it's not grama. This is the unit, and the unit is being changed. So now we're coming along and saying that halacha that's called the unit is when it's liquid, it's all one item. When it's pieces of solid, so why is that the unit? Each piece is independent and distinct. So we don't look at it as that's the unit.
The question what the mitzvus is, the way you define a unit.
Right, but that's what you're saying. Theoretically, Tosfos says, I don't see why you call it a unit, even my liquid. Right. So we're saying, but yeah, since it becomes cohesive, there is a as one thing, so that's one thing, otherwise not. Okay. Now, the Shartzim, interestingly enough, on this halacha mistabak min hashemen. So the Shartzim and Tetzvah brings the following question: let's say I want to use the oil for cooking, or for eating. So it's echol nefesh. So I'm doing kibui for echol nefesh purposes. It says, I know Rabbi Shehebi b'shem aguda dim lukech shem and kreil echol mutzer. The kibui is yadat zarech echol nefeshu. Am mukasa dim kam pesim l'mash mahachi ayin shom. Vayin pish b'nech olano l'mash v'gam ken l'isser b'tzarech yin l'maisa. So, you know, we did discuss before that kibui the tzarech echol nefesh is mutzer. So that was a case where the food was burning, and you had to do kibui to be able to cook the food properly. Over here, the act of taking it away isn't echol nefesh; is that you will then use it for echol nefesh. So the aguda, which is one of the rishonim, looks at that as echol nefesh also. And apparently, the person which are arguing saying that the act of taking it, the kibui isn't echol nefesh; the kibui is just facilitating echol nefesh. Okay. Zog the Mishnah Bura Tezayin Miado Mechaber. You can't take the wick out because at that point in time, as soon as you do that, there's kibui involved. The act of removing the wick from the oil will cause the flame to diminish. The chashiv kibui is considered kibui. So even though you put it back into a different lamp afterwards and the flame builds up again, what does it help? The fact that it's going to rejuvenate to a higher flame afterwards, but meanwhile you've already done kibui. That's all talking about you removed it from the oil totally. What I could do is extend the wick more. What happens when you extend the wick more? The flame gets larger. So that's not called kibui. That's you're doing the act of havara. And then the kibui that's considered that's a double that it happens. Memela that there's going to end up going more quickly. So it'll go out more quickly. But it's not considered kibui if all what you're doing is making a larger flame. So now, if I have a difficulty getting the oil, getting the wick, I can't tell you, I understand exactly the physical, mitzvahs that he's talking about, exactly how the lamps work. So I'm allowed to pull the wick out further. I'm not telling them to take it out of its fuel source. The opposite, I'm trying to take it. The more the wick sticks out, the more it burns. If it's too close, because the oil is right next to the where the fire is, so with the lahagbia haner ma'at, kesh yistalik hashemen ma'at la'acharov, yuchol lechus v'psilo, v'hoitzi miksosa kesh yitechus bo'or, v'hokach yachsub yikar v'shemen ala'esh k'moy shahoyim. So you're going to tilt it. If the oil is too close to where the fire is, you don't get a good, you can't take the wick out. Apparently that affects taking the wick out. So you want to tilt it away a little bit to give yourself some space to grab the wick. So you say that's mutter. So if you do that a little bit, we don't have to assume that there's going to be any kibbutz taking place at that point in time. But you are allowed the hosif psilis. Wooden the mutalichbosh near shaival hadoluk lahadik gamroish hatachten keshi yisar pimehira. If I have a wax candle which is burning, I want to light at the other ends. I guess it was in some type of a holder, which would be possible to do that. So it'll burn from two ends and burn more quickly. That's mutter. Mishpah mehera. Okay. So why is this mutter? I'm Rilocha, the Mechabin Sheikhba, or if the goal over here is kibui, lav the kuliyamu, this is not everybody agrees with this halacha. We'll see in Sif Gimel the machlok is about this. If that's the case, you should be machmor over there, but who didn't count over here should be machmor. However, he seems to say if your goal is to have more light, so your goal is havora, not kibui. So the fact that there's going to be kibui memela, that's not going to be asur. Okay. The Bir Locha here talks about kerosene lamps. So I'd say that's more modern compared to the case of the Shulchan Aruch, but for our purposes that's not so common that we're using kerosene lamps. Okay. Also, lechamim ner shel shaiva. You can't warm up a wax candle. Well, adabka b'kosel abimenera, and then use it. Once it's warm, it softens. So then you can stick it to onto a ledge in the wall. Or in a candelabra, so you want it that shouldn't fall down. So you want to stick it in. You want to soften and stick it in. That's also so gezera shemen yimareach, because the malach of yimareach of smoothing something out would be applicable. The hano sheishav shenu halichay apnei shetach akosel. We'll tell lo the mamachik. One of the malachas is the mamachik, which is smoothing something out. There you were smoothing out the leather from the hairs which are on it, etc. So mimareach, taking solids and smoothing them out, rubbing them down like a Vaseline or something like that, or a wax, and rubbing it around to make it stick, is going to be the melacha of mimareach. Okay. Now, zaktim mishabura, zaktim shulchan aruch and gimel. So mishabura told us that adding another wick to make it go out more quickly, you should really be telling the two opinions in Sif Gimel. If your goal is kibui, if your goal is to have more light, so that's mutter. That which the kippah happens, that's considered just happening through a groma. But if your intention is to do the kibbutz, so that's going to be totally in the following machlokes. What's the machlokes? Ner shel shayva, shereitz lahadlika b'yamtiv. You want to light a wax candle on yamtiv. V'chasalav shelo yisarif kol. You don't want to use the whole candle. So yachol litein svivoy kardim shi'adikenu. You're allowed to put something around the candle which will smother the flame when it gets there. So you want to stick your candle in sand, let's say. And so as the candle will burn down, eventually it'll get smothered by the sand. So it's not considered kibui because there's no fire yet. So this is going to be, you're just up front setting up the range that the only X amount is going to burn and not more. So that's not considered causing kibbutz. Fine. Hagov, yesh v'terim l'achtuch ner shel shayva b'ur. You would allow to be cut through the middle of the, so the eitzah would be just cut the candle in half, or whatever size you want, so this way the rest won't burn. So how do you cut a candle in half? So the best way to cut a candle in half is using some fire. It burns through the wax, well, melts the wax, and it burns through the wick. You light it off of the some of the bottom to shorten it. That is the minig, because that what you're doing is you're lighting a fire, and then some of it burns down. So you're doing havor and not kibbutz, even though the result is kibbutz. Well, I had a sack in this also, but to cut the nair with a knife, it's also, and the Mishnah Berurah will say that it's also because by doing so you're making another functional wick at the other end. You're allowed to put it in a place where wind will blow in the future, thereby putting the flame out more quickly. That's permitted because the nair isn't there yet. But if the wind is blowing already, it's usur. The Mishnah Berurah will bring a chalkin, would say that that's not true, that this is usur. Can't do that. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Your test. Litein sivoy. So you want to put something around the candle that it shouldn't burn all the way down. Cut in the middle is also like the Rambam says at the end. Why? The Masha Chotkal, the Shtam, you cut it to two, but you see the Cholachas there, if they are two, you're making two candles, Hubachal Tikkun Mon, it's like you're making a new functional item. So that's not acceptable. Chotkal Yedei Ur, Karamad Loka, the Mutta the Kuliyama, the Mom Besef Ches, and a Roitzi, he doesn't want to do that, because that will make it shorter, but you won't have, it'll burn down. So, Kikamanos, Shishar, Lechatikos, Ner, Lahadik, Oy Pamacheris, you want to have something left over to use. It'll just burn from two sides, so that doesn't help you. So that's mutter, but that's not going to help you. So your goal over here is to put something there, cut him shall the candle before you light it, something there which is going to prevent it from, it will smother it before it burns all the way down. The Alvagab, the Kaimalam, the Mishin Lamadal, the Gram Kibo Yeshori. So, Rom of Kibbutz is mutter even on Shabbos, Mamakim Tzarech. Okay.
Mareach is told of Mamachai.
Yeah. Hainu Shom, Shainu Negev, Badover, Hadarlik, Ayin Shom. So, within the Peshat is, I'm going to set up a barrier. The fire is spreading. In the case of dealing with the fires on Shabbos, when a fire breaks out on Shabbos. So, I want to make a barrier. which will, when the fire will reach there, the barrier will cause the fire to go out. So I'm not touching the fire. I'm putting a barrier some distance to the fire. And when the fire reaches there, the fire will go out. So that's Gram Kibui. So we said that's Mutter. Over there, you're not directly touching the fire. You're taking the candle, which is, that's the fuel, which is going to burn. So that's considered the burning item. And you're blocking it. So therefore, to do anything to make it that it will go out when it gets to that point, this is the item which is burning already. It's called you're directly putting it out, and that's Osir. So source of Mechaber. So the only case the Shulchan Aruch said is Mutter is a case where it has not been lit yet. So that's not Gram Kibui. There's no fire yet. You can't call it, I'm causing Kibui if there's not a fire yet. But if once the fire is there ready, to then put it into a bucket of sand that'll go out in an hour when it reaches the sand, as opposed to burning for another 3 hours, and I save myself the second half of the candle, that's going to be Usur, because I'm taking the item which is burning and I'm directly doing something which is going to cause it to go out. So that's Usur. So not all Gram Kibui is Mutter. So, if you're doing something to the item itself, you're cutting it shorter, that's also. If you're just putting something which will cause it not to continue to burn, you're not doing something which is directly in the item, so that's not going to be also. Even though you're doing it with the item, you're putting the candle into sand, but you're not changing the candle. So that's not called, that's not Osir.
What is Shava?
Shava is wax. Now the Sharatzian points out in Sekhan Chavbeis that there is, since the function of a candle is to burn, and the candle is burning already, you know, the case which he's discussing is the case of the candle is burning already, so that becomes the chefsa, that becomes the item, which is, the whole item is the fire, in a certain sense. But that would be different than something which its function is not to burn. Let's say a fire catches onto a piece of clothing, and I want to put water at the other end of the clothing, so when the fire spreads through the cloth and reaches the water, it'll go out. So that's mutter. So that's mutter. Why is that mutter? It's in the item itself. You're adding water, so it'll cause it to go out. Because the answer is because the function of the cloth is not to burn. So you can't say it's been designated as this is the burning item, that it doesn't have such a function. Whereas the candle, that's its function. That becomes the designated item. Okay, so you want to put something there which is going to cause it to stop. Something which prevents it from burning. You put sand around it. So you want to put salt, sand around it. You want to stick it into sand. It'd be the same thing, as long as you're not dealing with a case where you're making a hole. Talking about it was soft enough sand that if you pull out the candle, the sand around it would collapse into the hole. So it's not, you didn't really make a hole because it's always going to keep filling up. So that's not considered a siyas guma. You're allowed to put the candle into that. But if it's, the sand is not that soft, and you pull it out, it will leave a hole there, so that you can't stick it in because you're making a hole. But you could put sand around it. Again, assuming the sand was not muksa, because you designated it before Shabbos for usage. I mentioned in this in the previous cotton that many opinions say you can put it there even after instead of burning. Okay, you're allowed to put it in. You're allowed to take this candle, which is already burning, and put it into sand. Aber lo yaniach haner b'tzvayin gil achar hadlaka, which is some type of a holder. L'habik haner b'kaisel, or put it on, attach it to the wall. B'yin sheichaber k'shigil l'sham. Sheikh, it'll go out when it reaches that point. Davilu kilu chotech min haner. So if you have a holder, it's like holds it, that's in the middle. And when the fire gets there, it'll smother the fire, so the bottom half of the candle will remain intact. So that's the same equivalent in halacha if you're cutting off part of the candle. So it's the kliyam l'dei rishana, ma'achos ha'samaisa begufa davrad anidlo k'rei l'mayer kibuya. You are causing it to go out earlier than originally planned. So habi b'chab mechab, that goes into this or mechab. So current opinion that you're allowed to burn it off. So over here you're allowed to do it too. But the case, in other words, if the issue is what's designated for usage, the whole candle is designated for usage. So it's considered kibui. We take some of the candle away. So if it just goes out when it gets there, so some are going to say that's mutter. But the thing will put it out. It's like preventing it from going further. And it's attached to the item itself, so it's like the item itself. You're changing the item so that's not the sand around the candle. That's that you're changing the candle in a certain sense. So that's also. So some said you could cut it with a flame from the bottom. So what's this machlokes? Even though the candle is burning on the other end, but Tama, their opinion is that we said what was also was using oil from the lamp while it's burning. So Tosis Pshat was not like the Rosh. Since the oil is designated, that becomes what's burning. By taking some oil away, it's going to go out more quickly. That's called kibui. Tosis says, no, that's not, that's a grum. So what's the problem? The problem is, while you're taking out the oil, so that affects the flame right then and there. Macha Eriksas. So Mashengim and Nershal Shaibash, Bishosh Chetuk Lamata, Eronagea. Cutting it from the bottom doesn't affect what's on top at all. But rather at the end, later on, it'll go out more quickly. So rock b'klal gram kibui b'shor. So the Tosis said that's called gram kibui, and that's mutter. So that's the two opinions. Says no, that's not b'chein noigin. B'shimachar, like the opinion says that gram, once something is designated for usage, that becomes the unit which is burning, and anything you're going to do that to make it go out more quickly is going to be usur. It's also, but even so, with a knife, it's also the problem. But there isn't a kibbutz issue, like Mr. Burr mentioned before. The problem is a tikkun mona issue. If you cut it in half, you have two functioning candles now. You have a new functioning candle. Even though it's not your goal, but that's the mice of what you accomplish. So that's also. If you want to burn it from the other end, it'll go up more quickly. That doesn't bother us. So that's what Mr. Burr mentioned before. Adding more wicks to the oil to make it go out more quickly is really this machloikus, burning it from the second other end. So he brought that according to Tosis, that's mutter because you're not diminishing the light of the burning other burning ends. According to the Rosh, since this was the designated thing was supposed to burn, and you're making it burn more quickly. See, if your goal is to have more light, so that's halakha. If your goal is just to make it go out more quickly, so you're doing kibui, and that's usur. Well, the same thing over here. That's these two opinions over here.
Lighting the other end of the candle.
Right. Zot Mishnah Berurah Chaf Hei. You want to put it where the wind is going to blow. The wind will affect it when it does come. The reason why it's mutter mishum the ena legram kibui ba'alma, because that's not a direct act of putting it out. There's no fire, there's no wind there. Okay. The wind's always blowing. That's not called, you're just putting it there and later on something will come. That's called the wind. You're putting it in a place where it will go out. They don't use, they don't walk with the lamps from shul to home. It's like you do it during the week. There's the goal over there is not to have street lights. The goal was not to leave the fire and the shul burning and have the shul burn down. So what are you going to do in the shul? What are you going to do? So the eitzah was they put in the sand. This way they would go out and be smothered by the sand. But if the wind's actually blowing right at that point in time, even though it's just a ruch matsuya, which might not put it out, but since the wind is blowing right then, it's called you're putting it in a place where the wind will, it's blowing, then if it does blow it out, that's called your action. The Sharatzin Alam and Aleph raises the following issue. As I told you, we said by Shabbos that Gram Kibbi is Mutter. Gram Kibbi is Mutter only by Shabbos, only in case of Mokum Seder. Now, over here, we seem to be using the idea of Gram Kibbi by Yom Tov without getting involved in Mokum Seder. So he says, if you look at the third line of the Sharatzin, in the middle of the line, it says, Ayin B'Maimer Mordechai Shekosa Devshir B'Yom Tov Kul Yalma Shori Gram Kibbi L'Chatchilo. So, even though Gram Kibbi is only mutter makom seder by Shabbos, which that's a discussion by Shabbos, but by Yom Tov everybody holds it. There's no requirement of makom seder. By Yom Tov it's mutter.
Where were you in?
I've read in the Sharatzin and Sivkat Lamed Aleph, the third line of the Sharatzin. Assuming you have the same source of Dafa that I do. What?
To the third line?
Yeah, Vine Remember Mordechai. Middle of the line.
Oh, you have two columns.
Huh?
So
it's somewhere, it's a few lines into that Sharatzin.
Six lines, it's three hits, but it's right.
So there's a few interesting, just the questions which the Moshe of Dirsh over here brings, because our Matzias of our discussion of Kibbui. The only two places where we're discussing kibbutz really is with gas on a range top. You want to lower the flame, which we said that you can't do direct kibbutz. So let's say the situation is that the flame is very high, and it's the heat is becoming oppressive in the apartment. So you want to do the following: you want to take a pot of water, which is very full, and put it on there, and the water will boil very rigorously, and the water will boil over and put out the flame. And then afterwards, you will turn off the gas after the flame has went out. So it's a gram kibui. Is that mutter or not? So he brings over here that the Dain Weiss, because he says it's also, and he brings from the Ur Litzion, which is the Ritzion. Been seeing Abba Shaul that he said it's mutter. It's a gram kibui. Even though the machmir were machmir on gram kibui, over here the putting out gas is only derabbanan, because we said before that the only time it's considered kibui deraisa is when you remain with carbon afterwards, when you get you carbonize the piece, which will be able to light better the next time. So it has to be something to carbon. Over here, when the gas goes out, it goes out. That's it. There's nothing. It's only a midrabanan. Suggests not doing that. So he brings in the revulsion. The revulsion says the case, because of the issue is the heat, so it's mutter. And Rosh Hashanah, it's mutter to do it. He says, Barak Bakarais. I remember we did that, we had this, and we were Shavuos 1984. Shavuos 1984. We had the Jacobis by us in Cleveland. They came to Cleveland to us for Yom Tov. And we had one of the burners on for Yom Tov, and it was the back burner right next to the wall. And the it was an old apartment. The paint, which was behind it, was hot to the touch, to the point there was yatzeletas below the paint. We were afraid of the paint. We didn't trust the paint. The paint wasn't going to burst into flames. I don't know what type of paint it was that they used when they made those apartments. Those apartments were made immediately after World War II.
So it was probably oil-based paint.
Right, so we felt pasha. This is Shiloh Sakana. So we use this eitza, putting up the water. So what's the water? The eitza with the water. You have to use the water to cook something. So we had a cup of coffee, put up water to make a cup of coffee. It took us three times to get it to work. We had three cups of coffee, or tea, whatever it was. But we used this eitza because of that concern about the potential danger. Like, we were very nervous about that. So I remember that stuck in our heads. You know. We're going to use this eitza. So that's pashas. Many people hold that like that. We'd be able to do it. The other question, which comes up, an interesting question, is by Havdalah on the case where Yom Tov is Motzi Shabbos. So you put the two candles together, it makes a larger flame. Right now, that's a larger flame, and the fuel source for this flame is these two candles. Now, when you take it apart, the flame loses that fuel source of having those two candles together. So, that flame which was there, you're doing kibbutz on by taking away its fuel source. And that's this whole idea. If you take away, if you're making the candle, the fuel less, that's kibbutz, according to the Rush. So what should you do? Now, the loch is by Havdalah, Mikra Din, you don't need to have a avuka. Avuka is a double wick, double flame. That's only mitzvah min ha-mufchar. Mikra Din, you could do Havdalah on a single flame. So there are some places who say it's much better just to leave it as a single flame rather than put it together and then deal with taking it apart afterwards. Nowadays, you can get what's known as a Yaknahaz candle, because whenever you say Havdalah on Yom Tov, which is Motzi Shabbos, it's always in the form of Yaknahaz. You say Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman. You say Shechianu at the end. So it's Yain Kiddush Ner and Havdalah. So they now they sell a candle which comes. It looks like a regular candle which you can light for your Yom Tov candles, but it has two wicks. So in the Rheingold house, so we actually make our own. We take the Hanukkah candles and you just put them into hot water, stick them next to each other. They soften up before Yom Tov, and it bonds together into one piece. So we make them much cheaper than buying them in the store.
What about just putting the Lincoln candles together?
There's no problem putting the other problem is you can't take them apart afterwards. So how do you exactly? That's the problem. Once you put it together, this becomes the fuel source. The two together. So we said, once you have a fuel source, taking away the fuel source, you're doing kibbutz. So that's the question, and that's considered kibbutz. Since the argument that's mutter is because you didn't really plan to designate that it should be together for an ongoing basis. So you didn't really designate it. That idea of the Rosh says, Mistapek Minashemin Shebiner, since you've designated all this oil to burn, so by taking some away, it's going to go out more quickly. That's called kibbutz. Even though the flame wasn't affected at all. That's what Rosh learns the Gemara. So why is this any different? That's the question which the Pesachim are raising. So that's the problem. You can put it together, but can you take it apart? So it's very hard. What do you do? You can't stand it the whole time. And then what do you do when you get down to your fingers? What do you do? I guess you can hold like this. Eventually, the two things will separate. But that's not, you didn't do that. But that's still a little bit oppressive. The eighth is, you know, if you really, is either to do one candle, don't do avuka, which is not makiv, or the eighth is to make one of these candles. Some people are matarit. There are some people which are matarit.
Matarit.